Every May, Pennsylvania's public officials have to send the State Ethics Commission financial interest forms, their sources of income, any standing debts, and any gifts they've gotten. May 1st is like Christmas for government watchdogs.
What day is it?
What day? What? It's Christmas Day,
Christmas Day. Christmas.
When the public gets this treasure trove of disclosure on freebies, the most recent disclosures are just over a month old. They detail gifts like $5,000 gala tickets for lawmakers and Turkish robes for the governor. They're all online for your perusal, but don't wait too long to check them out. Those forms are available for just 5 years. After that, the digital files will be scrubbed from the state ethics website. It wasn't always this way. It used to be that the State Ethics Commission would hold on to the documents for 5 years and then send them over to the state archives. But a few years ago, the archives decided to stop keeping financial interest forms that had been turned over to its care and to destroy all the ones they had already accepted, going back to when Milton Schaap was governor.
This is the normal kind of boxes we have.
David Howry is the archives director. He says making the decision to send the documents to the shredder freed up a space the size of an SUV.
It'd be a 15-foot high stack of boxes for 141 boxes.
There are a few reasons for wanting to torch the documents. Howry says the financial interest statements were just starting to be stored digitally, and the archives doesn't have the capacity to take that many digital documents. Plus, it had held on to paper financial forms for decades.
And no one was using them and hadn't used them since we'd acquired them. And we were also starting to run out of space.
The archives building in Harrisburg is a nondescript 20-story tower stacked to the hilt with 70,000 boxes.
And then we have maps, photographs.
The elevator has buttons for 17 floors, and then these six blank buttons. They're a vestige of an abandoned plan to make more space, Howry explains.
They always said if they ever needed to expand this building, they'd add six more floors on top. So they built the elevators ready to go.
But creating storage space is a lot simpler than adding floors.
We need to get them into the 21st century.
Government reform activist Tim Potts suggests lawmakers should give the archives more money to expand its digital storage capacity.
Well, you have people who are in office for 10, 20, 30 years, and we ought to be able to have a complete record available for anybody who's currently in public office.
But Howry says the thing to remember about the state archives is that the agency doesn't concern itself with things of merely temporary value.
You know, our decision is always we take documents in that have permanent value. Our objective when we take something here is that we're going to keep it forever. And if it has value for 12 years or 20 years, then we expect the agency who created it to keep it for that time.
That would be the State Ethics Commission. Director Rob Caruso says it would be cumbersome to keep financial interest forms indefinitely for everyone who files them.
I think there needs to be a cutoff point.
His staff could make such a suggestion to its commissioners.
They will say, okay, we approve or we concur.
And therein lies the potential wrinkle. Those commissioners who approve how long documents are kept are appointed by the governor, the lieutenant governor, and legislative caucus leaders, all of whom have to file financial interest statements of their own. Mary Wilson in Harrisburg.